AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. He's a political outsider running against Washington. That's how President Trump portrayed himself as he kicked off his re-election campaign in Orlando last night.
In his campaign kickoff, President Trump demonized Democrats.
They want to destroy you, and they want to destroy our country as we know it.
Trump also called the Mueller investigation a phony witch hunt drummed up by his opponents.
The only collusion was committed by the Democrats, the fake news media, and their operatives, and the people who funded the phony dossier, crooked Hillary Clinton, and the DNC.
I'm Tim McGuire.
President Trump's former communications director, Hope Hicks, appears before the House Judiciary Committee today in a private session. President Trump has instructed her not to answer questions about her time serving him, according to White House counsel.
Hope Hicks was one of Donald Trump's closest aides, present for many of the key moments mentioned in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report, including President Trump's role in drafting a misleading memo about a 2016 Trump Tower meeting at which his son was expecting to receive dirt about Democrat Hillary Clinton. House aides say they'll be asking Hicks about that. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The new acting defense secretary is Mark Esper, an Army veteran who served in the first Iraq War. Patrick Shanahan, who has been the acting secretary, withdrew from the job after reports of a troubled family history around the time of his divorce in 2011. An active shooter scare at the Honolulu airport appears to have been set off by a malfunctioning laptop that popped and started smoking. Flights were delayed, and passengers who had already been screened were told they had to go through screening again. This is AP Radio News. The air may not be getting any better.
Just a few weeks ago, President Trump touted clean air.
We have the cleanest air in the world in the United States, and it's gotten better since I'm president.
Data from the Environmental Protection Agency shows over the past 2 years, there were 15% more polluted air days than just a few years earlier. This comes as the Trump administration is expected to replace an Obama-era rule designed to limit emissions from electric power plants. The president has been moving toward loosening regulations on coal-fired power plants. The EPA quietly posted these new air quality numbers online last month and told the AP the increase in bad air days in 2017 was because of wildfires in the West. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A Georgia high school teacher is fighting to keep her job after being charged with threatening to blow up her son's elementary school if he wasn't allowed to skip a grade. She was arrested. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.